So, and all you got to do, introduce the show.
Now?
Mm.
Hello, and everyone.
Thank you.
It takes a while to do it.
Fucking hell.
Plus, you're probably going to want two or three run-throughs.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So we won't use the first one, so go on.
Hello, Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Morning Kickoff Footy Podcast. I am Soren, and with me today, I've got Ollie.
And don't do welcome back.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome. No.
Don't do welcome just back. Said, don't do welcome back. You just
said. So, you can say,
this is the footy podcast.
Yeah. You can say welcome to MKO, that morning kickoff, but you can't say welcome back.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Morning Kickoff Footy Podcast. I am Soren, and today with me, I've got Dino and Ollie Maguire.
Yeah. Time to do another one.
3, 2, 1. Are you ready? I said, are you ready for this? This is the Morning Kickoff Footy Podcast. Your hosts are Ollie Maguire, Sordid Soren. Hang on. Has anyone seen the shovel to dig up Gaza? We need air fresheners too. He proper humdings. Sorry, yes, Gaza will be here. And the living legend that is truly wonderful, famous, best-selling author, actor, and podcast host, Dino. Have a good episode, lads. I'll see you at the outro. Is that Gary I can smell?
Hello, everyone. I am finally back. What's everyone been up to?
Kind of, but a little bit more energy at the beginning.
Hello, everyone. I am finally back. What's everyone been up to while I've been gone?
Well, we haven't been missing you for a start, Soren.
Yeah.
What?
Who's better without you, actually?
Unbelievable.
Here's what's coming up on the show.
You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, there's 100 people there. Every foul, every call. They're going, well, check VAR then. Check VAR. I can play with his left hand. So, obviously, you've got your right hand at the back if you're left hand at the back.
I'm imagining something else.
Anyway.
Sleep on it as well, make it go bad.
Numb.
Pins and needles, yeah. It feels like something. I think we've had this conversation.
Yeah.
If you have fucked this up and me and Fat Boy there got this right, it'll be at the other end of the show.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. 100% got it right.
Well, who's not here? I'm here, so that's all that matters.
I know, we get that. But do you want to let the listeners know who's not been dug up today?
Unfortunately, Gazan's stuck somewhere under the ground, probably in Portugal, as far as I've heard. They've tried to move it.
In the ground, you mean? It's stuck in the ground, not under the ground.
Both. Somewhere lost in translation.
Where was you last week, Soren?
Last week, I was busy with work, I'm afraid.
I was working, we had a meeting, and I was stuck there. Seeing our colleagues at the residence and meetings and professionals doing some photos. In about half an hour, I had to clean the room. Christian didn't have time to help me, and that was good.
That's what they want you to think.
But you're glad to be back now?
Of course. I'm buzzing.
Oh, good. Ollie, what have you been up to this week?
I had a referee game. I've actually been dying to come back and actually tell you both about my referee game.
Go for it. Sunday. Let me listen. Does it involve you having to tell someone the time? Have you sent someone off and was there aggravation?
There was a lot of aggravation, I caused it for myself. I don't regret it, but I got in trouble with the FA. We've got the home team and the away team, and they're both kind of about 15, 20 minutes in, and the game, I think, is at 1-1 at the time. The away team go on to attack the goal, and the ball kind of crosses the line, doesn't quite look like it did. The home team kept sort of play on because I haven't blown my whistle to say it was a goal. The away team is celebrating the goal, they're going nuts, and I allow play to go on because you can't just stop the game in the middle if you don't know it's a goal or not. And I haven't said it was a goal. Right, so each team will have a lino, right? So the play goes on. Ball finally, after about 3-4 minutes after this ball has possibly crossed the line.
But you still haven't given a goal?
No, played on.
Mm.
Wow.
They are angry, but obviously playing on because they truly feel it crossed the line. So the ball finally goes out of play. So I stop the game at that point because that is in football the first opportunity to go and check with the linesman to see if he thought it had crossed the line. So this linesman is from the other team because you run the opposite team's back line, basically. So I go up to him. Did you see it cross the line? He says, no, I didn't see it cross the line. And this is the turning point, right? So the other team come up to me and say, oh, one of the spectators was filming it.
Whoa.
No, you didn't have VAR.
Wow.
So I've really? Got, so I've gone, all right, I'll have a look at the film. So as I've done that, the home team are going mental at me.
That shouldn't be an option because
fans.
You can't offer it in any other match.
Yeah. Right, well, this is what I was going to ask for your opinion. But anyway, so I go and check the film and I have a look. And as I look, the ball clearly crosses the line.
Whoa.
Yeah, but I just think that's a no-no.
All right. So I give the goal.
But how could you... So basically, the linesman was cheating.
The linesman could have said he didn't see it cross the line. I didn't see it completely cross the line. And when you watch it on the video, the keeper catches it, but he's behind the line with the ball in his hands.
And you can clearly see that
And he bashed his head on the bottom of the goal when he went down, which is what they were saying. How did he hit his head on the post if he... Mm-hmm. Anyway, he crossed the line. I took one look at the video from the spectator who had filmed it. So they're going mental at me. You can't do that. Then for the rest of the game, the fans, and it's probably the best part of...
You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, there's 100 people there. Every foul, every call, they're going, well, check VAR then, check VAR. So I'm like, oh, I just got to ignore it. They're screaming, and it's the whole rest of the game. We're a good 45 minutes of, like, the rest of the
game. That's pressure. Mm.
So the game ends 3-3. It was the correct result. One of the spectators that was going absolutely mental.
It wasn't the correct result because neither gave that goal, so therefore it should have been 3-2.
Goal should have stand.
No, but you couldn't... The linesman didn't give it, and you didn't think it had gone over the line.
That's what we have.
The correct result was 3-2.
Right, which is what the FA said.
Wow.
There you go.
So anyway, so at the end of the game, this guy comes on the pitch. He's going mental at me. He's saying, I'm going to report you to the FA. You're wrong. And I said, okay, regardless of whether I went and checked the video or not, if I decided to give the goal and change my mind... As the referee, I'm allowed to do that. That is in the rules. You can change your mind and give the goal.
But you've previously said, regardless of if you think you're wrong, at that moment in time, if you don't give or you do give something, you'll stick by it and then think about it on the way home.
Yeah. And the result I shouldn't have given the goal because I shouldn't have been allowed to use video assistance to do it.
Damn right, because you can't offer that to anyone else.
No, and I can't offer it any other part of the game.
Exactly.
But I did it anyway. Oh, so God. I write to the FA, I put it in my report. FA come back to me within minutes saying, we absolutely do not permit video assistance in any grassroots football.
So do you get demoted from under 10s to like under 5s again after working your way all the way up the ladder to under 10s?
It's going toddlers football.
Teeny weenies.
He is.
I don't know yet.
He's going to have to change diapers and everything.
Yeah, I don't know yet. I don't know if this guy reports me and then people further up from my league get involved, then I might not be refereeing much longer.
Oh, wow.
That's the end of all his VAR and everything. That's gone to shit.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
Fuck, that is serious.
Okay, right,
isn't it?
But let me just put this scenario in your head, okay? And I know you've given your opinion, and that's fine. I don't regret going to check, because they would have come up to me after the game and gone, have a look at this video.
And that's fair for them to do that.
And it
can't be used in the game.
Yeah.
I think...
And so it was a lose-lose situation for
me. No, it wasn't. You just make the decision based on the fact that your linesman didn't give it and you couldn't see it. Only thing you're allowed to use to your benefit. If no one's aiding you, you can't go to VAR.
I'm damned if I do, damned if I don't.
Yeah. I think he's done the right thing.
Absolutely
not. Thank
you,
Soren.
I think you've done the right thing.
Soren is from fucking Albania.
Yeah.
Why are you going to take his point of view? Just because it fits your fucking narrative.
Because Albanians are so far ahead in football. That's why.
Fuck off. The only reason that you're listening to him is because you want him to back you. You was wrong in what you said before he even knew. The minute you said a phone was involved, it's wrong because you can't offer that at any other point. You can't use that as a point of reference. Your point of reference is the linesman. And if the linesman hasn't helped you and you can't physically see that that ball's crossed the line. You know full well you don't give it.
So even though the other team knew that if I didn't give a goal, they were cheating.
Yeah.
Because it's obvious that it crossed the line. There's evidence to suggest it did.
But the linesman is cheating, so it's down on him. You're there to referee. You're not there to pick up someone's phone and go, oh, yeah, well, can we fast forward that and go back what's everyone else think in the back there? Do you want to have a look? You can't do that.
But
it just opens the game. It just opens the game up to so many issues. I hate it,
but he is right.
No, but I think you've...
Right, lads, we got some shout outs.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Shout out Dino. Happy birthday. The man, the myth, the legend himself.
That's Ollie.
The man, the myth, the legend, the fucking legend in his own mind.
Yeah, happy birthday to Dino. Shout out to him. Thank you for making all of this happen. And shout out to Turner. He started listening to the podcast.
This is not a fucking acceptance speech, you know. Yeah. This is shout outs. That's all we're doing. Yeah. Don't start getting fucking Albanian, right? All we're doing is we're saying to people that have listened to the show, thanks, shout out, mention, that's it.
Well, you're listening to the show as well, aren't you? Doing everything. It's just a little shout out and a little thank you. That's all. Shout out to Turner. He started listening to the podcast. Unbelievable. He's still a kid, though. And I think that's it for now. Too many.
I've got a shout out. Shout out to my mate, Joby Riley. I've got him into listening to the podcast.
Ooh. Who? Joby?
Joby Riley. Yeah.
Chris, dessert in Chichester.
So I'm replacing him with
Joby.
Joby Wan Kenobi.
Fan of the show.
Yeah, he is the...
Joby Wan Kenobi.
Yeah. You know, I play pool with Joby sometimes, and he's quite good at pool, so I make him play with his left hand. So he's, obviously, you've got your right hand at the back if you're left hand at the back.
I'm imagining something else.
Anyway.
Sleep on it as well, make it go dead.
Numb.
Pins and needles. Yeah. It feels like something. I think we've had this conversation.
Yeah, the Dutchman's, I forgot, what do you call that? Round thing.
Well, anyway, I make him play with his left hand, and I beat him this week.
That's like saying I've got to play football with someone in goal. I put blindfold on him.
Yeah.
Fucking scored 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
Fucking welcome to Ollie's world. Right, listen, my shout outs are this. It's not really a shout out, it's more of an apology to Mrs. Ting Tong. Now, I may or may not have put something on Oily Maguire's Facebook when he announced that he was to be a father and he tagged his wife in there. So, Mrs. Ting Tong, I am sorry. From what I understand, we still don't know who the father is. But we wish you all the best with your pregnancy.
Yeah, she'll appreciate that.
She will. I thought she would. Ellie Solomons, I'm very sorry if I caused you any concern or conflict of interest with who the father may be. We know it's either Sorin or it's...
I can neither confirm it,
yeah,
nor deny it.
Sorin's been smiling all day. It's just something ain't right. We just know it's not right. Yeah, so my shout outs are this. My mum, I got a phone call from my mum. Can you stop swearing? You don't need to swear. Andrea, I will do my best. Being as I'm in a room where someone drops the C-bomb within the first 3 minutes of the podcast, it's really difficult. Ryan May, Eastley, Philip Emerson and Jane Emerson, currently Thailand, Bangkok. Ian Lane, Mark Rhodes, Rogi. He's just come from Thailand and has set the MKO podcast wild in Thailand. Super fan. Going to be super fan of this episode. Billy Sevier, last week, super fan. Matty McCourt, podcast coming out of him. Pat Cottrell, John McDonald, Turner, the toddler, Reynolds, always spits his dummy out. And last but not least, Andy's Man Club. If any of the guys out there have got nowhere else to go, Google Andy's Man Club. If you've got nothing else available to you, you've got nothing left to lose.
Coming up next, we've got Div 2 Roundup.
Man, I love your soccer show. We gotta hold it there, the guys, and get this fucking awful advert out the way. Back soon.
Do you have a fleet of diesel vehicles in the south of England? Do you always have downtime with vehicles lost in workshops? Call Williams Diesels, your one-stop shop for on-site repairs. Williams Diesels, voted London's best fleet mobile repairer for London 2024. Services, repairs, MOTs, safety inspections, brakes and clutches, all done on-site. We are mobile to keep you mobile. Do you replace windscreens due to chips or cracks? We repair chips and cracks for our customers, reducing the need for a replacement and saving you money. Call now to find out how we can save you time and, more importantly, money. Call 0753 7171 606 or visit us at williamsdiesels.com. Williams Diesels, we are mobile to keep you mobile.
Here are Div 2 results.
starting with...
Nah, Mansfield. Put a bit more energy into it.
Here are Div 2 results, starting with Mansfield versus Colchester.
No!
Here are the League 2 results. Mansfield Town 1, Colchester 1, Harrogate Town 3, Bradford City 0, Barrow Town 1, Newport 0. No, it's been 0. Let me do it again. Here are League 2 results. Mansfield Town 1, Colchester 1, Harrogate Town 3, Bradford City 0, Barrow 1, Newport 0. Why am I saying 0?
I don't know, you said I'm not going to do 0. Then you do fucking 0.
Yeah, what's the problem
nil.
With 0? Yeah.
I don't know why.
Just do
0. Just say 0.
I don't know why I keep
saying. You go 0 and then
I
you
know,
go
nil. I know, and then I go jump to 0. I don't know why.
But what's the problem with saying 0?
No, it's just nil.
You can't go nil then 0. Yeah. You can't do both.
Yeah, just say 0 then.
No, nil. Stick with nil.
Here are the League 2 results. Mansfield Town 1, Colchester 1, Harrogate Town 3, Bradford City 0, Barrow Town 1, Newport 0, Crewe Alexandra 1, AFC Wimbledon 1, Newcastle.
Don't worry, keep going.
Doncaster Rovers 2, Forest Green 0, Grimsby Town 1, Wrexham 3, Morecambe 2, Gillingham 3, Notts County 1, Salford City 2, Sutton United 1, Accrington 1, Tranmere Rovers 1, Crawley Town 3, Stockport County 5, MK Dons 0.
That was some result by Stockport County, by the way.
That is
because MK Dons are not that bad a team.
They're the ones I said they're fourth, aren't they?
Yeah, they are a really good team. But a really good performance by Stockport. It's just a shame that they haven't been putting this together the last eight games. Not that I want them to win. I want Wrexham to win, but hey ho, here we go. Right, it's coming up.
Or?
No. Right, so coming up now is my bit.
Okay. Am I allowed to sing for a second when I present my team?
What do you mean? Yes, of course. Anything to do with your bit, you can do. You don't need to ask permission. Anything for your bit,
surprise,
you can do.
Surprise, I'm sorry. And you're a surprise anyway.
So here is your post-match stat pack for Division 2. Harrogate Town are unbeaten across their four Yorkshire derbies this season, 1-3, drawn 1, boasting the best points per game average among the eight sides to have played such games in the EFL this season. Colchester United have now dropped 30 points from winning positions this season, the third most in the top four tiers, after fellow League 2 sides Grimsby Town 32 and Swindon Town 31. Wrexham have won consecutive away games in the Football League for the first time since April 2007, with both victories ending in 3-1 results. Morecambe's Charlie Brown scored his fourth league goal of the season, 18th appearance, his best tally in a Football League campaign, while he scored and assisted in the same EFL game for the first time, one goal, on assist. Sutton United have won back-to-back league games for the first time since February 2023, after having only won two of their 22 matches prior, drawn 11, lost 9. Forest Green Rovers defender Richard Keogh netted his first own goal in football. Fucking hell, why would you want that announced? Forest Green Rovers defender Richard Keogh netted his first own goal in the Football League in over 8 years, since doing so for Derby County against Burnley in January 2016. Notts County's league games have seen 150 goals this season, scored 76, conceded 74, at least 15 more goals than any other side's matches in the top four tiers of English football in 23-24. I thought Sutton drew.
I think
Sutton drew on the other weekend, didn't they, Ollie?
Yeah, to Colchester. Nope, Sutton didn't draw. Sorry.
3-1?
It was 3-1.
Yeah, I think you messed up the
Sutton.
You
Sutton
fucked
3
up
Accrington 1.
Yeah, you said they drew.
Yeah. Well, I said that.
No, you said they drew.
I think you said 1-1. Because I was listening to it, but I thought I just.
You said 1-1, Ollie. I'm going to put that in anyway. If you did this right, it will stay in the show.
Yeah.
If you have fucked this up and me and Fat Boy there got this right, it'll be at the other end of the show.
Okay.
Right.
Yep, 100% got it right. Sutton United 1, Accrington 1. Sutton United 1, Accrington 1. Sutton United 1, Accrington 1.
I thought it was a draw. Same. And it fucked me up when I was reading it. But it is what it is. Anyway, so the Grimsby match versus Wrexham was nothing short of shocking. Grimsby were terrible. I don't know what I'm getting with this Grimsby side right now. It is so frustrating. Having watched them play, they were passing the ball like kids. They were running around, and I understand that there was a bit of a wind at Bundlepark, but the way that they were going into players, not passing the ball and not finding feet, poor first touch, it was just terrible. And Wrexham scored two excellent goals to go 2-0 up. Then when they went 3-0 up, and then Grimsby got a consolation goal with one of the subs. It was just...
Sorry. It would... You know, we get like acid reflux.
Well, couldn't you have done that facing that way?
I didn't know it was coming. It literally just came. It's not like I did it on purpose. It literally just
came. But you
came
would
up.
Have fucking known.
It came up, literally.
Fucking pig. Face that fucking way and I'll fade you down. Fucking useless bastard lump you.
left.
With a consolation goal, which was too little, too late. By that time, Grimsby then tried to bring it back round, but there's only about 4 minutes, 5 minutes left. So for me, seems to be that Grimsby are not turning a corner. Are we treading water? I don't know. Last six results say that we are. This is the first defeat in seven. See how we get on the next game. It's just going to be interesting what happens in the summer, because everything is going to be geared up for us to be a better team and a better squad leading into 24-25. Because right now, we're going to do league tables in a minute, but I'm imagining Grimsby are either third from bottom or still fourth from bottom. And this is not good enough for the level of investment that we've had and the FA Cup money that we've had that was spent on players as well. So it's not working with David Artell as far as I can see right now. Proof will be in the pudding next year.
You can't be that annoyed against Wrexham.
I am, because we beat Wrexham in the playoffs.
Yeah, but the opposite ends of the table, they're pushing to win it.
Yeah,
you're trying to stay up. You're always going to lose that game.
No, not always going to lose. Grimsby are in the second division at the end of the day, and every game is winnable, especially when you've got a squad with the depth of what Grimsby's got. It's not like we've got 10 players on loan. We've got players that were signed pre-season, players that have been signed now in January with David Artell. We should now have a squad that is pushing on. We're in the end of March.
I think you think Grimsby are better than they are.
They were.
United fan for Grimsby.
No, the way they came up from the Conference League in the first season, having missed the playoffs but got there by the playoff, and then beating Chesterfield and Wrexham, Solihull, Moors and fucking whoever else we beat. We played great football. It's more entertaining to watch Grimsby in the Vanarama than what it was to watch Div 2.
Here are the fixtures for Div 2. Accrington versus Morecambe, Wimbledon versus Harrogate, Barrow versus Grimsby, Bradford versus Tranmere, Colchester versus Newport, Crawley versus Doncaster, Forest Green versus Stockport, Gillingham versus Crewe, MK Dons versus Walsall, Salford versus Sutton United, Swindon versus Notts County, and Wrexham versus Mansfield. That's going to be a hell of a game. All matches are going to be on Friday, the 29th of March at 3 p.m.
Yeah, I think the tie of that division is Wrexham Mansfield Town. That'd be a good game to watch that, I reckon.
Yeah,
it's definitely a game changer for the top of the table.
Yeah, it is. And I've got to have Wrexham win that game. They must beat Mansfield. That's 6 points for me, that is. And as I keep saying, well, that's towards the 10 grand Dakka. Ollie, give us the top five and bottom five of League Two, please.
Top spot, Mansfield with 73 points. Second place, Stockport, 71 points. Wrexham sitting third at 70 points. Fourth place, MK Dons, 67 points. And fifth, Crewe at 65 points. Bottom down, Swindon, 20th, 44 points. Grimsby, 21st, 39 points. Colchester 22nd, 34 points. 23rd, Sutton United, 33 points. And rock bottom, Forest Green, 33 points.
Coming up next, Div 1 Roundup.
You're listening to Gazza, Sorin, Oily Maguire and Dino on the Morning Kickoff Footy Podcast. How they keep getting into the Apple UK podcast charts is beyond me. What does offside even mean?
Sorin, you want to do these ones?
No, I'll just do zero.
Don't do zero. Do nil.
Yeah, no, I'll do zero.
No, do nil.
I can't.
Fucking do nil.
I can't.
You've got it's three letters, games.
You've got three games.
I just forget it. It's just,
fuck's sake.
Okay, it's just three games. Okay, I'll do it.
How fucking hard is it?
Impossible. I'm used to zero. I don't understand why English people have nil.
Because it's an English fucking game. You're not listening to anything it said. We invented it.
Zero is actually American.
No, it was the fucking Chinese that invented it.
I saw something with the Chinese. Something. No, shut up. I saw something with the Chinese playing a game of something.
With a pig bladder.
Emperor fucking ping pong. Whatever.
Ching chong.
Can't say that.
You call my wife Ting Tong.
Yeah.
That's her name you got her off the internet.
No, I did.
You fucking think she can't even speak English?
You
I don't even know why
sure.
I'm apologising. She can't even understand what we say.
I'm sure there is a Chinese somewhere in China or over
your
the
your baby's going to be fucking Malaysian or something. I told
brilliant.
You.
Well,
I told you his name's going to be Tyrone.
Come on, let's get the next bit out. Who's doing the next bit? I don't even know what the fuck we're doing now.
Results.
Results, right. Sorry, do the results. Div 1.
Here's the results for Div 1. Burden nil.
Burden.
Board fail.
Burden. Who? Oh?
Did I say Burden or Burton?
Burden.
Burden.
Burden. Go.
It's not Burden.
Burton.
Yes, Burton.
Burton. Burton. Here are the Div 1 results. Burton nil. Board fail 1. Carlisle 2. Stevenage 2. Northampton 1. Derby 2. Nil.
And here are the Div 1 post-match stats. Despite rescuing a point with two goals in the last 10 minutes, Stevenage are now winless in five League One games, drawn three, lost two. They last went longer in the third tier without victory in April 2014, 10 games that led to relegation. Burton have lost their last five home league games, failing to score in four of those matches. They last had more consecutive home defeats in the Football League. Burton have lost their last five home league games, failing to score in four of those matches. They last had more consecutive home defeats in the Football League in December 2017, a run of eight in the Championship. Port Vale picked up their first league win under Darren Moore at the ninth attempt against no side has more won more. What? Against no side has more won more.
They're not very good at writing these things, are they?
Taking a piss.
Against can't be in there. Get rid of against and just put no side and then it makes sense.
Yeah. Port Vale picked up their first league win under Darren Moore at the ninth attempt. No side has more won more league games against as a manager than Burton Albion. Five. Level with MK Dons and Fleetwood Town. Fuck me. EFL, sort out whoever's doing these, will you please? Fucking awful. Northampton Town's Sam Hoskins has now scored 15 plus goals in back-to-back league campaigns after failing to do so in any of his first seven seasons with the Cobblers. 22 in 2023, 15 in 2023-2024. Just tailed off there. 22 in 2022-23, 15 in 2023-24. That was easy for me to say. Div 1 fixtures, who's doing it?
I'm going to do the fixtures. Go on to the day. Friday as well, aren't they? Why is everything on Friday?
Bank holiday.
Div 1 fixtures for Friday the 29th of March. Barnsley versus Cambridge United. Derby County versus Blackpool. Exeter City versus Charlton Athletic. Fleetwood Town versus Cheltenham Town. Lincoln City versus Leighton Orient, Peterborough versus Carlisle United, Port Vale versus Bristol Rovers, Reading versus Northampton Town, Shrewsbury Town versus Oxford United, Stevenage versus Bolton Wanderers, Wigan Athletic versus Burton Albion, Wickham versus Portsmouth.
And can we have the top five and the bottom five, please?
Yes, sir. Starting with top five, we've got Portsmouth in first place with 83 points. Derby in second with 78 points. Third just is Bolton.
Just do that again. I picked my phone up and I ate it.
Yes, you can, sir. Starting with Portsmouth, who is first with 83 points. Derby is second with 78 points. On third place, we've got Bolton with 74 points. Fourth, Peterborough with 71 points. And fifth, Barnsley with 71 points. And then bottom five, we've got Carlisle on 24th with 24 points. Fleetwood on 23rd with 34 points. Cheltenham on 22nd with 35 points. Port Vale on 21st with 36 points. And Cambridge 20th with 39 points.
Thank you very much. Outstanding result of the week and shit result of the week. What we got for Div 1? It's only three games, so...
I think outstanding should have been Port Vale. They finally managed to win. And they've done it against Burton, who were doing quite well.
No, Burton are only 3 points above them. Huh? Yeah, and then you two said places.
You said something about them managing five wins or something.
No. Port Vale picked up the first league win under Darren Moore at the ninth attempt. Against no side has Darren Moore won more league games against as a manager than Burton Albion. Five.
Who was it then? It's only three games, so who are we going to pick outstanding or...
So I'll let you do this one, sorry. Let's have a think of something.
Oh, yeah, maybe Northampton, yeah. Northampton against Derby. Northampton are 11th.
That, I think Derby have dropped points, haven't they? They should have got that, and Northampton getting some points there. Yeah. Derby is good.
So outstanding result is Northampton managing to beat Derby, especially since Derby is second. They're quite a good team.
Yeah, Derby were odds on for that. I had him in my acca. It fucked my acca right up.
So did Grimsby.
Yeah, Northampton done well there.
Coming up next is Soren's team of the week. And before we go to that, we can talk about the subscriber. So we kind of like
incorporate it into mine, or do you want guys want to talk about it as well?
I'll tell you what would be really good is if you let me fucking finish when I'm talking on the mic.
Go on.
And then once I've finished, then you come in with what you've got to say.
I just didn't want to lose the idea.
Because all that's going to happen is, whether you lose your idea or not, I can't use audio when two people are talking.
I thought we were talking.
Yeah, I was talking. That was the operative word. I was talking. Exactly like I am now, and he's talking over me.
Because I didn't know that was going to be in the podcast. I thought we were just talking, dropping ideas.
But I'm talking, and you're talking over me.
I'm sorry.
And even now.
Fuck off.
You're talking over me. You've got to learn that if one person is on the mic, two people can't fucking talk at the same time.
And I'm sorry. There you are.
Just don't do it. So whoever wants to do it, about the importance of subscribing, which can't really be him because it's going to be his team of the week.
I've got an idea just from listening to other podcasts. Just don't know if this would work. When they do like adverts for other companies on their podcasts, they do like this little fake conversation between them. You heard that? Like where they'll go like, oh, you into, I don't know, shaving.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go like, yeah, I know. Well, I've just bought this new brand that's about shaving.
Yeah, but that's an advert, isn't it?
Yeah, but
it's called an infomercial.
Yeah, but if I went something like, oh, sorry, did you see that thing I uploaded to TikTok the other week? And you went, no. And I went, oh, well,
you want to do an infomercial is what you're saying?
Well, about subscribing to our...
Then we can do that. You two of you just need to work out what you're going to say.
Yeah, so if I just said, sorry, did you see that video I uploaded about you when you got hoofed by a cow on TikTok? And you went, no, I didn't see it. And I went, well, sorry, if you subscribed to our TikTok channel, yeah?
Infomercial, perfect.
And then say, but if you want that to continue, you better fucking subscribe. I think it's too...
No, it's not where we want it to go like that.
Ollie.
Yeah.
Once you go, you would have known if you subscribed. Should I go? Is there any other things I should subscribe to or something like that?
Yeah, I've pretty much written it down for you, so I'll show you what to say. You've only got two lines to remember.
Fair enough.
Soren, did you see the TikTok video we uploaded to TikTok? Soren, did you see the video we uploaded to TikTok about you getting hoofed by a cow?
No, I haven't.
Well, if you follow our TikTok channel, you would have.
Is there anywhere else I could see that?
Yeah, there is. If you follow us on Instagram and Facebook, we also upload to there.
Oh, interesting. What about the podcast? Where can I hear that?
Well, if you subscribe to our chosen podcast player, Soren, you can find us by searching The Morning Kickoff and get notified of all our new episodes.
Might as well do that.
You should.
Everyone else, listen to that. Smart advice by the smartest referee alive.
There you go. Do you want to do it again?
Are we going to do a proper one? That was just a warm-up, wasn't it? Coming up next is Sorin's sordid story. No, it's not. Coming up next is Sorin's team of the week.
You're listening to the Morning Kickoff podcast. Find us all on the socials. Insta at MKO Show UK, TikTok MKO Show, Twitter MKO Show UK, or text the show on 0753 717 1722. Start your text with MKO.
This is the moment you've all been waiting for. Stay tuned.
Soren is up next. Fuck knows what he will say, so strap in. Soren, tell the fucking listeners who you support this week.
Sorin this week is supporting Reading. And obviously, as most of the Reading fans, I would love to bitch slap Mr. Dae Young. Funny enough, there's actually two Dae Youngs which are leading Reading. One is Dae Young Pang and the other one is Dae Young. I assume if they keep up the shitty work, they will end up living to their names. Let this be a warning, Mr. Youngs. Sorin is coming for you. Right, so Reading. They are nicknamed the Royals, and will never be Royals, which is fucking boring. I'd rather they use their previous name, which is to be the Biscuit Men. I love biscuits. They were named the Biscuit Men due to the town's association with biscuit maker Huntley and Palmer's. Reading were established in 1871 and are one of the oldest teams in England, but they didn't join the Football League until 1920 and first played in the top tier of English football in the 2006-07 season, and they actually finished 8th that season, which is not bad for a newly promoted team. Then they competed in the 2012-13 Premier League season, having gained promotion at the end of 2011-12 season after winning the championship, but were relegated after just one season back in top flight. Notably, they also reached the FA Cup semi-finals twice, in 1926-27 and in 2014-15. The club played at Elm Park for 102 years from 1896 to 1998. In 1998, the club moved to the new Madejski Stadium, which was named after the club's former chairman, Sir John Madejski. As a Romanian, I'm proud to announce that the record transfer fee paid for a player was around 7.5 million euros, which was for the signing of George Puskas from Inter Milan in 2019. They hold the record of the longest winning sequence at the start of the season with 13 victories in the 1985-86 season. This was achieved in the third division of football. Their biggest win was 9-0 versus Exeter City in September 2023, and their heaviest defeat, believe it or not, was 18-0 versus Preston North End in January 1894 in the FA Cup first round. Nearly the end now, guys. Just bear with me. I just want to say that I found it very funny that some of their most notable players have very funny and grim last names. We have Trevor Senior, Phil Parkinson, Steve Deff, and of course, the one and only Robbie Blackman, which was actually white.
Okay. Next up on MKO is...
Sorry. My ass hurts. I apologize.
Why are you leaving me with that fucking image in my head?
What?
My ass hurts.
Yeah, because it's numb. It went numb.
To be fair, you sent us a picture of your shit last week.
Yeah. You was asking me, how's it going?
I wasn't.
Someone messaged me and said, how's it going on the Gary. WhatsApp?
And you sent a picture of your running.
No. I
was doing a wee out of my bum.
I messaged to see how the podcast was going. And then you said a fucking
dodgy lasagna on the fucking flight.
So,
fuck's sake. Yeah.
Next up on MKO, Championship fixtures.
This is the Morning Kickoff Footy Podcast. It's like the Premier League. It's not for everyone. If you want to mention, shout out, or to tell us where in the world you are listening from, text the show on 0753 717 1722.
Championship fixtures for the Bank Holiday Friday. First up, 12:30 kickoff, Bristol City versus Leicester City. Next one is Millwall early kickoff, 1 p.m. Millwall versus West Brom. The following are all at 3 p.m. kickoffs. Cardiff City versus Sunderland, Huddersfield Town versus Coventry, Hull City versus Stoke City, Norwich City versus Plymouth Argyle, Preston North End versus Rotherham United, QPR versus Birmingham City, Sheffield Wednesday versus Swansea City, Southampton versus Middlesbrough. Have a late kickoff, 5:30, Blackburn Rovers versus Ipswich Town, and then an 8 p.m. kickoff, Watford versus Leeds United. Live on Sky.
Yep.
Ollie, reminders of the top five and the bottom five of the Championship.
I will, Dino. The first position is Leeds with 82 points. Leicester in second, 82 points. Leicester have a game in hand.
Right, can you do that again?
Yep.
Don't do that.
Yep. First place, Leeds with 82 points. Second game is Leicester with 82 points and a game in hand.
You said the second game.
No, yep. First place is Leeds with 82 points. Leicester in second with 82.
Someone knock something. Do it again.
First place is Leeds with 82 points. Second place is Leicester with 82 points. Third place is Ipswich with 81 points. Fourth place, Southampton with 73 points. And West Brom in fifth with 66 points. Leicester do have a game in hand on Leeds and they're joint top, pretty much. Bottom five, QPR with 40 points in 20th, 21st Birmingham 39 points, 22nd Huddersfield 39 points, 23rd Sheffield Wednesday 38 points, and Rotherham rock bottom 24th with 20 points.
Have you got the league in front of you, Ollie?
Yeah.
Right,
I do.
Okay. So at the minute, we've got Leeds at the top with playing one game more than Leicester City. So you can safely say Leicester will win there.
Goal difference as well, those two. Leeds.
Hang on. Leeds. 42 and 41.
Yeah, crazy. I mean, it's going to come down to points or goal. What happens if it's goal difference and points is the same?
It's to do about head-to-head.
It's goals again?
No, it's head-to-head. So whatever they've got head-to-head. So if Leicester won 4-0 at Leeds and then Leeds won 3-1 at Leicester, it would go to
Can
Leicester.
You Google that?
That's what it happens. The 3rd of November where Leeds won 1-0 and second one, 23rd of February this year, Leeds won 3-1.
So what would that mean?
In Leeds would win.
Leeds would win. If goal difference was exactly the same and points.
If it was exactly the same, it'd be on form against each other.
There you go. It won't come down to that, but funny if it did.
I don't think it will. Also, as well, a team that I just can't fathom is Ipswich. They're sitting third, 1 point behind, 81 points. I've watched them, they're terrible. Squid had these to go up. Great caller as well. I had Leicester to go up. But Ipswich, I've watched them play, I find them terrible. I don't know how they've got amassed 81 points. Beyond me. Southampton coming into a bit of form. West Bromwich Albion obviously got the problems. Hull City started to die down, so is Coventry. Middlesbrough have done the best thing that they could do, which was string a few wins together and get themselves out of the bottom three.
Is that still Michael Carrick there?
Yeah, he won't go anywhere after what they did with Chelsea. 1-0 at Middlesbrough and then lost 5-1 or something. 5-2. I can't see him going anywhere. Sheffield Wednesday, Huddersfield Town, Rotherham United. Birmingham City. Oh, hang on a minute. This is interesting. Fuck me. 16th and 24th. Right, 16th is 43 points. Right, not... Rotherham are down. That's it. They're demoted.
Yeah, they're goners.
But 23rd, 38 points, Sheffield Wednesday. 17th, 38 played, 42 points. So 4 points between 17th and 23rd.
Yeah, and you could even possibly...
All of them teams.
You could even pull Millwall back into that as well. I mean, they probably think they're slightly escaping that battle for bottom three, but they are still in that mix.
Two games puts you... If you get 6 points, you can go between 23rd and 15th.
Yeah.
That's mental. That's a tight race at the bottom, not to get demoted.
So out of all of those, who do you think's going down? Out of all those teams?
Rotherham.
Definitely, yeah. Rotherham, but I think Birmingham City are in the shit.
Yeah.
I think QPR was at the shit and now moving up, so I don't think they're going to get anything. I don't think Plymouth Argyle will go down. I don't think Stoke will go down. So I think it's going to be between Birmingham City, Huddersfield and Sheffield. But you can say anything up to Millwall. It could be any of them. If any of these bottom six, bottom eight, lose their games next game Saturday, it's going to change that table, not for the better.
Yeah, I would say Sheffield Wednesday, their goal difference is not good compared to the others.
Minus 31. I mean,
whereas the next one down is minus 19. So it looks like Sheffield Wednesday probably are going to slip away, I think, from the pack. If they keep letting goals in like they are.
But they've been consistently bad the whole season. So, I think you can safely say Sheff Wednesday, Rotherham, although it is as tight as it is in the Championship, Sheff Wednesday, minus 31 goals, that kind of form will see you being relegated.
Yeah.
So, I personally think it's between Huddersfield Town and Birmingham City.
Yeah.
Coming up next.
Next up on MKO, the man, the myth, the fucking dull and droning legend in his own mind. Annoying cunt, oily Maguire.
You know what? I think I want more right now.
Oily was a FA represented referee.
No longer.
No longer. I don't think he's going to be doing this much longer.
I don't regret it. I'm sticking with it.
But even though he's used someone else's fucking mobile phone footage for his VAR, Oily Maguire does his own VAR on the show. His VAR is very annoying reports. However, I love him. So here he is with his own VAR, his own take on VAR, Oily Maguire.
Thank you, Dino. So this week... So just to recap, I've done PGMOL, I've touched on them, I've touched on IFAB, I touched on UEFA last week, even though I got their name wrong, and I am this week finally getting to FIFA.
I think one thing of note is that the PGMOL wasn't attributed to VAR. They shouldn't have been.
We can come back to that.
We can indeed.
We'll talk about VAR as a specific subject 1 week in the future. For now, I'm going to finish with the names of these establishments within football, and I'm going to finish on FIFA, which are the big one that everyone knows. So, what I wanted to talk about that everyone knows about with FIFA is the corruption, right? You know about the corruption?
Yeah.
Yep. So, back in May 2015 was when it kind of all kicked off for FIFA. They had a criminal investigation by the FBI and the Justice Department of America. Why it was America, I will come on to in seconds, to do with their banks, basically, and where the money was going. But they were checking out one guy who was his name was Chuck Blazer. He was an executive committee member of FIFA, and he was accepting bribes. The first reason they were looking into him was actually to do with his income tax. He wasn't declaring what sort of money he had coming in. Obviously, he wasn't declaring it because he had money coming in from various sources that were trying to bribe him. The bribery charges at FIFA came down to, it wasn't just about what country. I was looking at going, what countries are actually going to pay money and not get themselves in trouble if this all came out as a bribe to try and get the World Cups at their nations? The reason why they want the World Cups at their nations, because it brings up the economy, makes them basically loads of money. The amount of money they actually pay to have it there, they make a lot more money.
And to pay the officials that are hosting the event.
Yeah, well.
Brown envelopes.
Yeah, sort of. The bribes are also to do with the broadcasting rights as well. So we know how much money like Sky make.
Mm.
And all the money in the Premier League is basically broadcast money, isn't it?
Yeah.
The actual money they win for winning the league is not that much compared to the amount of money that all the teams get. And then I think the top six get loads of money. And then in like La Liga, I think it's like Barcelona and Real Madrid pretty much get most of the broadcast money, don't they?
They own it.
So with FIFA and the World Cups, people were bribing them to have, especially the South American countries, were bribing them to show the games in the World Cup on their channels.
Yeah.
So it kicked off really around the time in South Africa when the World Cup was there.
That was the kazoo.
The vuvuzela.
Vuvuzela. Fucking hell. I watched something the other day. I think it was a piss take or something, but something to do with football, and they had that fucking droning thing on. Like an Ollie McGuire of instruments.
Yeah, it was. Horrible.
Drone.
Watching that. You thought the Leeds fans doing the humming was bad.
Mm,
that was terrible. So the South African government bribed FIFA and deny it to this day that that was what they were trying to do. And that's why the World Cup was in South Africa that year. The Justice Department in America basically saw money going into American banks, and that's where they got caught. 15 members of FIFA, various ones, I won't mention them all, got caught out. Millions and millions and millions of pounds going in and out of their bank accounts.
Sepp Blatter must have been one of them.
He was one. Yeah, that's why he packed it in. The bit that I find weird is I couldn't find any information about whether these people were prosecuted to the point where they went to prison.
No, because Sepp Blatter appealed against everything, and he ultimately, I believe, he won the final court, the highest court in the land, exonerated him, I believe.
Well,
I might have that wrong, but as far as I'm aware, him and Platini were exonerated.
I tried to look it up when I was trying to find out, and there's a really good documentary, if you're interested in this kind of thing, on Netflix called FIFA Uncovered. It's well worth a watch. It's really interesting about what they actually got up to and how Sepp Blatter ended up leaving his position as the president of FIFA. Once the Americans basically prosecuted, and these people, I think quite a few of them admitted that they were guilty of accepting bribes, the Swiss government got involved, and various other countries also jumped in on their prosecution of all these people at FIFA. And now they're all gone. And we've got this, what's the guy called now? Gianni
Infantino.
Yeah. So he took over after Sepp Blatter left, which was around 2015, 2016. FIFA probably not been the same since. There's still, it's hard to say, but ultimately FIFA corruption has... They found out it went all the way back to the 1990s.
Mm-hmm.
During their investigation, people had accepted bribes, joined FIFA, part of the committee, left, had already taken bribes, been replaced, next person comes in, taken bribes. There's loads of them. So FIFA are got a very, very bad reputation. However, they're still the biggest thing in football, aren't they? FIFA control near enough everything. They have a seat on the board at the rules of FIFA. They're not going anywhere, but... What other company in the world can you think of that has been so corrupt in what they do? They are so big that they're almost beyond it.
Yeah, I mean, FIFA, Italian football, like Juventus and...
Oh, yeah.
All the ones that...
Calciopoli scandal.
It's everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah. They ain't going anywhere. So that is FIFA. That is FIFA. And we've got all their corrupt World Cups to look forward to.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're now bad and now... fucked up the Saudi one was this time around. I've got that in, what is it, 2032 we've got that?
2034.
Yeah, the Qatar one.
It's awful. Closing the season down, all the matches, all the cup matches are fucking, having to play three games, four games a week. It's just awful. Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much for that one, Olivier. Another fantastic VAR from you, even though you're no longer going to be partaking in being a referee. Sorin, give us the Premier League fixtures of which we shall predict the results. So if you've got neighbours, go and get their children and go and put your children and your mortgage, next door's mortgage, if they've got a Mercedes car or anything like that, it's probably an Albanian's, go and get that, stick it all on, get as much as you can, stick it on a bet, because we always get this right.
This is not financial advice.
Right, Premier League fixtures starting Saturday on the 30th of March at 12:30. We've got Newcastle versus West Ham. Do that again. Starting with Newcastle versus West Ham at 12:30, followed by Bournemouth versus Everton at 3 o'clock, Chelsea versus Burnley, 3 o'clock, Nottingham Forest versus Crystal Palace, 3 o'clock, Sheffield United versus Fulham, 3 o'clock, Tottenham versus Luton, 3 o'clock, Aston Villa versus Wolves, 5:30, and then late kickoff, Brentford versus Man United, 8 o'clock. And also on Sunday, 31st of March, we've got Liverpool versus Brighton at 2 o'clock and Man City versus Arsenal at 4:30.
Game of the weekend,
Man
City.
Come on, you gooners. Come on, you gooners.
Man City and Arsenal. That's going to be a good game, that is.
Shall we do predictions? Mm.
Well, what is it? The Sorcerer and His Apprentice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very much so.
We did them in the Community Shield.
That's just a fucking warm-up, isn't it?
It all matters.
No, it doesn't. It's not even relevant to the season, for fuck's sake. No one cares about that. What will matter is what the result will be on Sunday.
And we're going to win.
Okay, so shall we start with them then?
No, let's start with the first game.
First game then. Newcastle versus West Ham.
I fancy Newcastle 2-0.
I'm going to go 3-0 Newcastle. Should I write these down?
Yes, please.
Yeah. You can just dictate it, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
Rather than...
It's a good idea. I'll put my phone on record.
I forever dictate. Otherwise, it's just ideas. You get lost.
Right, let's
do it. Shall I do that again?
Yeah, do it again.
Okay, let's start with the first one. Newcastle versus West Ham.
7-4.
No.
4.
I forgot what I said. 2-0 Newcastle.
I'm going 3-0 Newcastle.
I'm going 2-1 for West Ham. Bournemouth versus Everton.
Bournemouth to lose 2-0.
I'm going to go Bournemouth 2-1.
Oh, I think that's going to be a draw 2-2.
Bournemouth don't score enough to do that.
They've got Dominic Solanke.
Nah.
Solanke. Next one, Chelsea versus Burnley. Really important match for Chelsea. Need to get more points. Hopefully get into the Conference League.
Difficult one. 3-0. Chelsea.
Yeah. You better hope Cole Palmer's got his shooting boots on then. I'm going 2-1 Chelsea.
3-1 Chelsea. Next one, Notts Forest versus Crystal Palace.
That's a shitty one, isn't it? Mm. They got new manager, so I don't think there's going to be loads of goals in this. I think it's going to be a draw. 2-2 draw, 1-1 draw. It's going to be a draw, whatever.
I'm going 2-0 Forest. I think with that points deduction, they're going to have this fire in their belly. They're going to get a win.
3-1 Crystal Palace. Sheffield United versus Fulham.
Fulham 2-0.
I'm going to go Fulham 1-0.
2-0 for Fulham. Tottenham versus Luton.
Tottenham need to win because I've got them in my killer and it's down to the last 10. Tottenham 2-0.
Tottenham are going
to
run riot. 4-0.
3-1 Luton. I trust him. Aston Villa versus Wolves. Really, really hard game.
That's a derby, isn't it? Big derby.
Yeah, I'm going to go first on this one. I think Villa are going to draw again. They're starting to slip this late on. Still got European football to play. 1-1.
Yeah, I would go for a draw on this one. To Wolves.
To Wolves. 2-1 Wolves for me. And then Brentford versus Man United.
Brentford 1-0.
Brentford 3-1.
Now, listen, there's no arguing. I'm telling you now. Ivan Toney told me what England was going to do, and he just told me they're going to win 1-0 against Man United. He's going to score as well, Ivan Toney, at least once.
I trust Ivan Toney. 1-0 for Brentford. Goal scored by Ivan Toney.
Mug. Next one.
Liverpool versus Brighton.
Awful game.
No seeing past Liverpool. 3-0 Liverpool.
3-1 Liverpool.
2-1 Brighton.
And last but not least, and one of the games that's going to decide final table, Man City versus Arsenal.
Man City 2-1.
Go on, Ollie.
I'd love Arsenal to win it, but I'm going to go 1-1.
2-1 Arsenal. Don't think they have it in them.
There we go. Do we need to do the Prem table?
Prem table, Olivier, let's do the 3 from the top and 3 from the bottom. Well, we'll do 5 from the bottom.
The 3 at the top, Arsenal sit top of the league just before the Premier League comes back. This weekend, they are first with 64 points.
Is that all?
Yeah.
64 at this stage of the season?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's low. Portsmouth are on 83, I think.
Yeah. Wow. Second place, Liverpool with 64 points. Man City sitting third with 63 points. Just before these games come up, they're all played the same amount of games. Arsenal have got 46 goals, top goal difference. Liverpool second on that with 39, and in third is Man City with 35. So pretty close points and goal played. Bottom five, we've got Brentford 26 points, 15th. 16th place Everton 25 points. Luton 17th, 22 points. Nottingham Forest 18th, 21 points. Burnley 19th with 17 points, and Sheffield United is 20th with 14 points.
That's it from me and the guys. We will see you on the next one when we dig up Gaza after 2 whole weeks.
See you on the next one.
Olivier, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Sorin.
Goodbye.
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 You're going to say it in Albanian?
In a second.
You don't know it. It's your language.
How do you not know fucking Albanian?
Told you I identify as Bolivian.
All right then, Bolivian. In your own time.
Hola.
What's the word you taught me to say to Ellie in Bulgarian or whatever it is?
What? Why are you going to speak to Ellie in Bulgarian?
Well, he gave me a word that he says to Roxandra that gets her all hot and steamy.
All hot and steamy?
What was the sentence?
Oh, no, you mean when she pisses you off?
Yeah.
I'm fudge nerve.
Yeah, we were saying that at the weekend. We had them both round.
Say it again.
I'm fudge nerve.
I'm fudge nerve.
Yeah, nerve.
Nerve.
Yeah.
I'm fudge nerve.
That's just it. A second.
That's Romanian.
Nearly
bro.
There.
It's all the same.
Right, so goodbye in Albanian is Miru Pavshim. Miru Pavshim, everyone. Ciao, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Duty. Well, that went quicker than I expected. All that talk of football, I nearly fell asleep. Anyway, if that's what you like, if this is your bag, if you can cope with the droning noise of Oily Maguire, then tune in next time for more of the same old bollocks. Leave a review, subscribe, share, and tell your friends. Thank you for listening.